You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52.
Earth put his groin on my ass. It looked weird, man. He gave me a back hug. I could feel him.
On your where?
I could feel his region on my butt.
They took the credit for your second symphony.
Dumbasses can suck the hole.
He's a bad coach.
Max Dashy!
Hey.
I am feeling his region on my butt.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Usher got engaged right after the Super Bowl?
It wasn't to Alicia Keys, was it?
No. It was to his longtime girlfriend.
Wait.
It looked like he wanted to marry Alicia Keys.
Everyone wants to marry Alicia Keys.
I thought they were together.
No, Swiss Beats is
That's right.
Her man.
She's married to him, isn't she? Man, I wonder what Swiss thought about all the... There was some familiar touching going on. Yeah.
Man. The same thing that Lonnie Walker thought. He tweeted
you
out.
Shouldn't touch Alicia Keys.
He was, hey, man, don't touch Alicia Keys like that.
No, you don't touch her like that. It's disrespectful. Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan.
Are they married?
They've been up.
They got married.
See, I thought it was going to be love.
Yeah. A year-long marriage. Were they actually married or were they together for a year? Whatever. They're broken up now, it looks like. Scotty's got to be broken up.
Yeah, I don't think they got married, but they did. As you mentioned, they did break up after a year of dating.
Yeah,
well, that's sad.
Did you see Mahomes yesterday at Disney World?
No.
Boy, did he look rough! Holy cow!
Hungover, drunk.
He was
no sleep. I'm sure.
No sleep. He looked rough. I felt bad for the kid.
I mean, Disney.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you had the same type of night.
He did have to go with Jackson and Brittany, so.
I don't know if Jackson had to go.
Did you see Jackson?
Do you know Jackson's like 6'6"?
Yeah, did you see Jackson picking his nose in the suite before the game?
No, I didn't see that. I did see him get where the security wouldn't let him in the VIP section where Brittany was.
Yeah.
And Brittany's like,
Oh, well. Boy, Jackson, poor kid.
She went from Jackson to Taylor Swift.
Right.
I mean, what an upgrade.
Let's get Stafford in here. What do you say, Stafford?
What's going on? Good morning,
bro. What's up, Stafford? How we doing?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. I had some thoughts and questions, and I'm gonna leave it to two. Because the first, I'm going to segue into it. I believe the Astros are going to win the World Series this year because they're going to have the best starting pitching, and they do have the best bullpen. The starters are going to prove to be the best. Farmer's going to be back on top. And they're going to have a good year. But the question I wanted to ask, y'all may have talked about this in the past, would you rather see Framber Valdez traded or Jalen? If you had to choose between Framber Valdez and Jalen Green, who would you pick? Well, my second question was Patrick Mahomes. If the Chiefs three-peat next year, does that make him the GOAT? me and my buddy's been talking about that. I think that makes him the GOAT, man. He repeats, man. Where do you go from that, you know?
Well, you know, I don't want to short circuit this too much, but it is interesting that Patrick Mahomes won a title. If we want to just try to come with a counterpoint, no Joe Burrow, no Aaron Rodgers. Like, those guys were both hurt this year, didn't play at all. It was a little easier run. Was there anybody else missing from the NFC?
He went through the passing yards leader. He went through the MVP. He went through Josh Allen. He went through the MVP.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. I just wonder if they would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
which
true.
He never had to do before.
Okay, so I don't know.
I think this was a defensive championship for them.
This is feeling like a Jordan. Yeah, but he had 333 yards.
Yeah,
passing.
He did, but.
But for the season,
all season long, their defense.
No, the defense stepped up.
That's what made them. And that's not used. Look at how bad it is out there in New York or wherever. Look at the snow coming down.
Looks fun.
Is that Connecticut or is that New York? I don't know.
I think that's New York.
They're Bristol. No, Bristol doesn't have buildings like that. Bristol doesn't have buildings like that, do they?
Well, they get the car wash. I mean, it's got to be in Bristol. Everybody who comes on those shows goes, right.
Don't they have a studio in New York? Right on the water?
They do, but people who come in, they end up being on all the different shows. Although, it's usually First Take and some of the other ones. But anyway, this is kind of inside television. I just have such a hard time comparing a player who's in the middle of what he's doing to a guy who has finished. Like, to me, all right, doesn't this make him the GOAT? I don't know. Like, we would never say that if he ended up being on a losing team for 4 years in a row. You wouldn't have as many rings. You wouldn't have the longevity, potentially. You wouldn't have, because Tom Brady, what he didn't have is losing records. And did Tom Brady ever have a losing record his entire career? Not that I can recall.
Well, Mahomes hasn't either. So, I mean, but he's got a long way to go.
That's what I'm saying.
We're such an immediate, is he the GOAT? I don't know. Let him go through it. Let's see what happens
in his career. Let's see if.
I mean, he's on a better trajectory. You look at the first 5 years of each guy's career, and he's better. He's better than Brady was.
Okay, but the odds are against him having the type of longevity Brady had. Brady is pretty much he's one of very few. Drew Brees lasted a while. Peyton Manning lasted a while, but then had nothing in the tank. He got carried to his second Super Bowl. It's pretty hard for guys to play at this level into their late 30s and certainly into their 40s like Brady did. So the odds are against them, but I always feel like, you know, you kind of need to look at, I'm not a huge fan of only longevity. I think longevity matters to an extent, relatively speaking, once you hit a certain mark. But then I want to know what you did in your like 10 best years. Or if your 10 best years look like 15 best years, if they're all the same, then of course use that as well. But yeah, right now, Patrick, it seems crazy to think, because in the middle of the year when they had lost 5 of 8, ain't no one talking about Pat Mahomes being on par with.
Does he have 3 game-winning drives in the Super Bowl? When they beat the 49ers, that was a game-winning drive. The Eagles game-winner and this one.
Was the Eagles a game-winner too?
To lead to the field goal to win
Probably
the game.
Probably so. They were all close games.
So he's got 3 Super Bowl MVPs, 3 game-winning
drives.
And
that's not even to mention the game-winning drives in championship games.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Tom Brady was feared for that kind of stuff. Pat Mahomes was on the exact same level.
You mentioned the regular season.
And he's mobile.
Tom Brady's first couple Super Bowls were like this year for the Chiefs, where the defense, he didn't get, we all know the
stats.
People
forget that. They think Tom Brady was always, Tom Brady was a game manager.
Until Randy Moss got there and the stats exploded and stuff like that. I think it's going to be, look, we had Paul Gallant at the party, and he's a noted Patriot fan, Boston guy. I didn't ask him, but I imagine his rooting interest, some of it was steeped in. Even a graphic showed up where they were showing Mahomes gaining and catching and passing Brady. He was furious at the graphic.
He was mad at the graphic?
He was mad at the graphic. So a lot of this stuff from people, particularly if you look at television right now, a lot of Northeast guys on television, it's a lot about, hey, leave our goat alone. But the dude from West Texas, what other than major injury is going to keep him from getting there? What about his career so far says that he's not going to catch Brady?
He's,
Well, except that he's had some ankles.
I mean, Brady went 10 years without getting back.
Yeah.
Well, he got back, but he didn't win it.
But look at this. Tom Brady, ready? His second year in the league, 14 starts. After that, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 1, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 12, 16, 16, 16, 16, 17, 17. This dude, like, other than one full season,
or the knee,
he missed like six games. He has four, and then he had, 14 games started, 15 games played. That was probably when he took over, I guess. So yeah,
or maybe they already won the clinch.
He never missed time. Do you know that he only had two? He did have one losing season, his last season with Tampa.
That's true.
Do you know he had two seasons ever, other than the injury season where he's 1-0. He only had two seasons where he didn't win double digits. Yeah. Wow. 9-7 and 8-9. His winning, he's 251 and 82.
Well, Mahomes is pretty similar, dude. Mahomes is pretty
similar. Yeah, I'm sure he is, actually.
And actually, the numbers, his numbers are better. Mahomes' numbers, pass percentage, his touchdowns, his yard, everything is better.
Do you know all those seasons I just told you where he won double digits? Only twice were they 10.
They were way up there.
Way up
domination.
There. It's filled with 14s, 12s, a 16, a 14, a 13, a 12, 12, 12, 12, 11, 13, 11, 12, 11, 13. Like, it is domination. Yep.
And I want to clean something up because I know how important it is to Texas people. Mahomes played college football in West Texas, but he's from Tyler, Texas. So I don't want anyone
Tyler, isn't that?
That's East Texas.
Tyler's East Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
Just so everyone's aware.
Did you guys see this? Once Dre Greenlaw went down, Oren Burks filled in. Uh-huh. 9 targets, 9 catches allowed, 1 touchdowns, 134.7 passer rating when targeted, 32.1.
Okay.
I got a 31.1 PFF. Oh, coverage grade, 32.1. Overall, he was a 31.1.
I'm going to have to look at that because let me tell you, one of the problems I have with their coverage stuff, because I look at this stuff all the time when it's for my colleges, is if they run a wide receiver, that's a catch. If you throw a wide receiver screen, that's a catch.
Well, one of them was the touchdown that went over his head. He wasn't even near Valdez Scantling.
Yeah.
I guess they thought he was responsible.
They'll assign it to him in depth. Right. And then my guess is also the swing out to Christian McCaffrey where he high stepped it and ran past.
Yeah.
I'll bet you that was him on that coverage, too.
Well, no, because he only gave up one touchdown.
No, that wasn't a touchdown.
Oh, you're talking about
he ran down the field. Yeah.
But Christian McCaffrey plays for his team.
Oh, that's right. Oren Burks. Let's see. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for cleaning that up as well. Kansas City. Oh, no, I don't remember Pacheco or McKinnon. How about McKinnon being out all this time?
It would more than likely been on Gray or Travis Kelce.
Yeah, it'll be a Kelce. That's exactly what it would be.
Or Gray. He had a few catches.
I was surprised they didn't travel with Fred. I saw a lot of people thinking that this was the case, that Warner was locking down Kelce. Warner didn't really travel with them. Fred Warner had him a few times, but it was not a deadlock cinch that Fred Warner was guarding Kelce all over the field, actually. I know people probably expected that to happen or thought that was happening, but it actually wasn't the case.
There was a picture, 3rd and 6, and it was just of the offensive line, the Chiefs' offensive line. There were 7, this was in overtime, 7 49ers rushing. 7.
Trying to get to Patrick.
Trying to get.
Did you see Steve Spagnuolo? No one else would blitz San Francisco like he did. He brought absolute gas at them. And he was fearless. He didn't care.
And he didn't really need to because he had Chris Jones just beating this guy time after time. Man, Chris Jones. Lance, get that done. Go talk to. Have you talked to Nick about it yet?
No, I tried to get Chris Jones here with conversations on this show.
Right. Well, I mean, talk to Nick about it. Let's see if we can't get Chris Jones here. I know we got Derek DeSola here, and Derek DeSola is awesome. Derek DeSola is the owner with Houston Safe and Lock, and he is going to be the guy that you're going to talk to. If you have any lock issues, okay, state-of-the-art systems designed to manage access to a wide range of commercial properties and businesses. But not only that, it's your home. Do you have a problem with somebody and you need to change the locks? This is who you call. Houston Safe and Lock. Go to 975safe.com. 975safe.com. Is your business you're getting broken into, or you've got employees that still have keys and you need to change the locks, or you just need a new system? If you have more than one or two entrances to your business, you need a system in which you can see everybody who's coming and going, maybe even with just their phone. You can see who's coming and going. You can see it helps you manage your business a lot better. It's just a push button away. That's all. They have the latest technology. You can also lock repair, installation, rekey, master key systems, access control systems. They have Medico, which is the best brand available. You're looking to help yourself with this lock issue. 975safe.com or call Derek, 713-522-5555.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
How much weight do you think I could bench press? Just make a guess. Ballpark figure.
Your morning continues on its steep trail towards greatness. And these are your Sherpas, keeping you on the straight and narrow. John and Lance, live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Welcome back.
There's problems going on right now on the internet.
What's going on the internet?
Well, Shannon Sharp is apparently not happy with something comedian Mike Epps said about him in one of his specials. And he is threatening to pull up on him.
What?
Going to be on when he sees him. Well, it was a little more thinly veiled than that. It's just slightly. But basically, he said, I'm going to see you at the All-Star game. You're going to be there. And then Mike Epps said, yeah, I'll be there. It's my hometown, but I don't fight anymore. So if I don't fight anymore, it leaves one thing that I will do, which is another thinly veiled threat that he's going to have a gun. I feel like grown people in their 50s shouldn't be having these kind of dumb fights on social media about they're going to beat each other up or shoot each other. Like, I can't believe that grown-ass men are doing this.
You know what a certain segment of Twitter would say to you? Stay out of black people business.
Stay out of black people business. I think that's not great. I think there's a lot of black people would say, I don't want that to be my business anyway.
But when
I don't
it
think
is,
Shannon Sharp should be doing that when he's 55. That guy's super successful.
There's too much money on all sides. Nothing's happening.
No.
It's nonsense.
No.
Too much money involved. Shannon ain't throwing away that bag for some internet fight. Stop it. Nothing's happening.
So, we'll see. Corey Holcomb's involved now. It's a lot of drama. I'm just waiting to see who gets involved.
As you mentioned a lot.
Chad Ochocinco said, I don't know who we're going after, but let's pull up.
As you mentioned.
Shannon wouldn't say who it was, and Chad Ochocinco says, let's go get him. Like, I don't know who we're getting. When I'm off probation, it's on.
So we got Corey Holcomb in his 50s. We got Shannon in his 50s. Mike Epps in his 50s. Ain't nothing. Stop it. Nothing's happening here.
50-year-old men. I remember when it was Robin Harris sitting outside at, what was that, Do the Right Thing, that Robin Harris and the other guy were like over 50 sitting out. Actually, Robin Harris was probably in his early 40s. But anyway, so yeah, we'll see if Shannon gets killed at the All-Star game. Well, I'm just saying, Mike Epps said that he's going to, something could happen.
Wait, two 55-year-olds and a 53-year-old.
Listen.
No, nothing's happening.
Listen, if Shannon Sharp says he's going to beat my ass, I'm bringing a gun too. Okay.
Shannon Sharp ain't fighting nobody.
Shannon Sharp said he's going to beat his ass.
I heard what he said.
He's going to see him.
I heard what
he said. I'm going to see you.
He might see him, but
I'm going to see you.
He ain't going to fight him.
Okay.
All right.
I don't care. The threat of that. Shannon Sharp's a big dude. I don't know if you heard.
Shannon's 55, right?
Yes.
Have you ever seen somebody?
I'm not suggesting he couldn't. He's just not fighting anyone.
Have you ever seen somebody 55 who looks like that? I mean, probably, but it's like on Instagram, you know, commercials for basically what amounts to powdered steroids online somewhere. Like, look at, he's shredded before and after. Shannon Sharp is in phenomenal shape.
Yeah. So you want to fight Mike Tyson still?
No.
Have you seen him work out?
What do you mean, do I want to fight Mike Tyson still?
At one point you did.
But I'm not sure if I do now.
Even at this age.
He's incredible.
He's unbelievable. You want to try to cover Steve Smith one-on-one?
No. Now, I think I could beat him
Like, no, see.
No,
no,
listen.
The fact that you just said.
No, I couldn't cover him.
The beginning of that sentence should never, ever be said.
I couldn't cover him.
In what way could you beat him?
You might be able to beat him at.
Off the release.
No,
I'll bet you if I was.
Breaking down left tackle.
If I gave him a stutter to the right and then planted hard and went left, I bet I could catch
a slant
on
him. Have you seen Steve Smith still run routes? Against current cornerbacks?
Did you see it against young guys preparing for the draft? Did you see the video of him releasing?
He is.
It's insane. He just comes over, puts gloves on, and he is. Everything you see with him is exactly what you think. He is the most intense person in real life, too. I like Steve Smith, but he's also one of those guys that, you know, I always want to stay on Steve Smith. If Steve Smith says he likes a wide receiver, what do you think of him? I like him too, Steve Smith.
Man, stop.
Man,
yes.
You are soft.
Steve Smith, Patty Smith, Maggie Smith. You ain't beating any Smith off the line. Look
I
at you.
I beat Maggie Smith's old ass
Maggie
off the line.
Smith? He can't beat
I can't beat Maggie Smith off
she
the
would
line.
Lock him
that
up at
old
the line.
Bat?
She would lock him up
no,
and let
him
go anywhere.
I'd slap like I'd get boom.
Maggie Smith?
She would get hit.
That is disrespectful.
I'd slap the
hands. Get
away,
hands on him.
A two-hand slap, release outside, and we're going over the top on
Mrs.
Maggie
Mrs. McGonagall
Smith.
From wow. Harry Potter?
Yes.
She will lock
no.
you up.
She's getting wrecked. I'm going to rinse Maggie's
no
eyes.
No way, Abby? Mrs. McGonagall.
I'm
going to
rinse
she
Ms.
Would,
Smith.
She would,
I mean, Maggie Smith.
She would treat you like a Sneed treated Tyreek in the playoffs.
She ain't going to lie on me.
Patty Smith, no chance
no,
he's got against her.
No
Maggie
chance.
Smith, maybe. You're
well,
being
that's
a little disrespectful.
I picked on no Maggie chance. Smith. That's why I'm not picking on Patty. But Maggie has no shot.
Kevin... Patty, Maggie,
Kevin Smith
no
from
chance.
Clerks?
No chance you getting
Kevin
off the line.
Kevin Smith cannot stop
Kevin
me.
Smith has lost weight. You ain't getting off the line on Kevin Smith.
I saw him. He's still slow-footed. I would,
you and you're not?
I would, no. I'm quick-footed.
No, you're not.
I would torch Kevin
you're,
Smith.
You're club-footed at this point.
Here's the Smiths I would beat. Kevin Smith, Will Smith.
No chance.
No,
no chance.
He'd slap you. Oh, my God.
It's illegal.
Not the line. No. Get his hands
you know,
on
Will
you.
Smith
you would try
probably,
to get off the line, and he
honestly,
would slap you.
He would press the piss
oh,
out of
you. You
can you imagine? Him. I could not get past. No. I'll admit that I can beat Steve Smith, but I can't beat Will Smith off the line. He's too long, strong.
You couldn't
he just,
beat Mr. and
I
Mrs.
just feel
Smith.
Like the press
oh,
would be
Angelina
too.
Angelina would lock you
Angelina
up.
Angelina
or
lock
the new
up.
One, Maya Erskine. They both get
I beat yeah. the new one. Yeah,
no, you wouldn't.
No.
Donald Glover would get his hands on you and lock you down.
I you could beat Donald Glover.
No, you can't.
Yes, I could beat Donald Glover off the line. I body him up. How
what?
Big do you think he is? Yes, I frame him up. He wouldn't, and then I
you
catch
wouldn't get
with
off
hands
the line.
Extended.
You're not quick enough.
I would have so many. Yeah, it'd be contested catches, but I'd win the contested catches. Dell,
can we
stop get on
to
my
some
level?
Reality.
Stop
can
it.
We get
exactly.
to reality radio?
Exactly. Okay. There's no Smith you could beat.
There's no Smith.
Maybe Granny Smith.
Maybe Maggie.
Apple,
maybe Maggie.
The
Maggie.
Apple Lady. Maybe
there's
Granny.
There's lots of Smiths.
Granny
I could
Smith.
Beat.
Let's get Sonny in here. Hey, Sonny.
Hey. Good morning. The best Steve Smith moment was when he told Aqib Talib, I sub son, when he didn't finish the game. That's all time.
Yep.
Shout out Steve Smith. But just real quick, all the GOAT conversation, like, I mean, I know it's interesting and, like, fun to do, but, I mean, I was rooting for the Chiefs and Mahomes is amazing. But I feel like, you know, last year there was the Hurts, the scoop and score, and then this year the muff punt that flipped the field, like, that totally changes the game. And then Brady had so many moments like that too with Malcolm Butler and then David Tyree on the other side. Like, I wish someone could, with all the analytics and everything, it'd be neat to actually kind of factor those things in. I mean, it's such an awesome team game, and I mean, Mahomes isn't where he is like with those two plays. So I don't know, it's such a beautiful team game with coaching and everything that goes on. So it'd be cool for someone to kind of break that all down and kind of lay it all out. There's no way to do it, but that's all I got.
Yep.
Well, and also you had, you know, I mean, every quarterback. Every
Brady had Russell Wilson throwing the pick.
Joe Flacco had the missed interception against the Broncos. Like, pretty much any. I'll bet you could pinpoint
something
happening on the other side. And then what would happen would people
well,
would use.
Brady had the helmet catch against
him. Against him,
against
yeah.
Him.
But Brady's had four, and he's had against. And
instead of giving it to Marshawn, did you see Marshawn Lynch after the game? Marshawn Lynch went around with a microphone and a camera. And every 49er fan he saw, he just said, bleep you. That's all he said. You're a 49er fan? Bleep you. He went to walking around, casinos and malls. He's like, are you a 49?
Guess what? I would swung on him.
No. You.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's one thing.
You'll mess around and find out with me.
Now, you do that, Marshawn. And people are going to take you out.
Marshawn, they're not
Marshawn,
messing.
Nobody.
I also couldn't beat Marshawn off the line.
You couldn't beat
I could tackle him, but I definitely couldn't beat him off the
tackle
line.
Tackle who?
Marshawn.
You would break your shoulder.
If he put pads on and I put pads
like
on, I would get him down.
Like 27 did when he tried to tackle Travis Kelce out of bounds there. 27 was down on the ground with a broken shoulder.
How long do you think you would last in pros versus Joes? A play?
If they have a finals, I'd last to the
finals. You wouldn't get through a play.
Whatever the finals
did you
be.
Guys see this? Scottsdale Police Department calls for service in 2024. 653 calls to the 16th hole.
See, and here's the problem. Well, a lot of them were because there was
54
an
arrests. Last year it was 18. The year before, zero. Huh? This year, 54. This year, ejections, 211. Last year, 102 and 90. Trespassing violations, 73 against 41 and 14 the 2 years
well,
before.
Well, it's Mardi Gras. I mean, people just come from all over the place just to go. They don't care about golf.
You know how it's like Philadelphia. You've got to live up to your reputation.
So this is, but people come from, they don't all live there. They come from all over the country.
No, but you have to act the fool when you go.
Yeah, and Zach Johnson made a comment. When we come back, I want to bring this up because Zach Johnson made a comment and people got after him.
Yes.
And Paige DeMicos, who runs the Draft Network, she lives in Arizona or used to, and she's like, you know what you're signing up for. This is, and you've been doing, you know.
Yeah.
And everyone
we'll talk about it on the other side.
Who went to the thing, like, these guys are a bunch of babies. Yeah.
We've got videos that we can play. I mean, Billy Horschel went after. I mean, we'll do it on the other side. Right now, though, we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. We're talking about Billy Brown. And I mentioned this yesterday. It's just so good. It's so refreshing to have a plumber that's going to come to your house, and he's just going to give you an honest estimate on what the work is. They're not going to charge you just to show up. I mean, a lot of plumbing companies do that. But Billy's so big. I mean, I guess if you're by yourself in your own business and you're a plumber, I guess I could see I have to charge you. I'm going to drive across town and I have to at least charge you for that. Billy Brown says, no, I got so many guys and we're so good and we're going to give you the and we're going to do the work correctly. We know we're going to get the job. We're not charging you to show up.
No, and that's the thing is they don't have to charge you to show up because they know that they're transparent, their prices are better, they diagnose things quickly, and you'll want to use them. And if you don't want to, then that's fine. They'll just mark it up to maybe they had something mispriced or you just weren't happy with the service. But they do come and do correct. They correct other people's service all the time. They had to do it for me with the piping job that I had. And it's a really big deal to have someone do it the right way the first time. They are excellent at small jobs, large jobs, and helping you to be on the lookout for things that could become issues in the future. It's my good friends and John's over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Let them handle your plumbing issues, no matter how big or small. It's Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
ESPN 97.5.com Tiger Friendly Radio.
About an hour ago, we had an incident where one of the employees stuck their arm through the cage and a tiger tore her arm off. I can give you your money back or I can give you a rain check.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It really has gotten out of hand. It really has gotten out of hand. What's going on at the ESPN? And Billy Horschel and Zach Johnson both blew up. It's carried over. And you know what? You get the reputation of, and it's just nuts. We had a buddy of mine went, Houston, four putt. He went and he was there. He couldn't get, you can't get into the 16th unless you stay overnight and you're one of the first ones that run. Or if you've got a suite there, which has gotten ridiculously expensive to get into a suite there.
I know somebody who locally went.
Yeah. And he got in the 16th?
To a suite at 16.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that. And,
she.
Huh?
She.
She did? Well. That's just so much fun.
She's
I mean, it's something I want to do, but it's always Super Bowl weekend, so we can never do it.
She's been gone for a while. I'm curious. I want to ask how it's changed.
I mean, it's gotten to a point where
by the way, the girl deleted her tweet. I went and tried to find Paige's tweet where she got after Zach Johnson, like, stop being a baby. It's not that bad. It's so much fun for people. You've
been
coming
forever.
Well, here
was the problem with Zach Johnson was everybody was on him about his Ryder Cup captaincy.
Some people brought that up, but he said they've been supposedly he said they've been brats for 21 years. He's been coming for 21 years, and it's been bad for a while or whatever. Yeah.
It's getting worse and worse. It's spilled over from 16 to the rest of the course.
Yeah,
I mean because it's just it's almost like an LSU game.
We just have
with how much alcohol
overdo everything. Like it was it was exactly what. Okay, this is something that's unlike anything else in golf.
Yes.
Let it live on itself, but you can't just be, you got to keep eating.
Right.
You got to keep having.
The monster's feeding itself.
Yeah.
And it's spilled over outside of 16. And I saw an explanation from one of the bartenders there of why they shut down alcohol sales. They thought there were 500,000 people on the course. The estimate was 500,000 people. Do you know how much that's like? That's crazy. No golf tournament in one day gets a 500,000. They think the estimate because they stopped getting tickets and just let everybody in. And then it was overfilled in every hole, and it was just the alcohol, the amount of alcohol. Now it's just let's get as wasted as we possibly can. The pictures of everybody laying around on the ground, puking, peeing on in just sitting there peeing right there on the course. It's got
nowhere else would that be allowed.
It's clownish. It's clownish now, and I like it. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I don't care. Pee wherever you are. I don't care.
Well, the people who you golf with, the golf people you know,
no,
they're not fans.
Well, not traditionalists, no. But
peeing all over a course.
Well,
passing on a course. That's not really.
It's not what we do at Augusta National, but. It's and hey, listen, when I've gone to Augusta before, I've gotten just do me a favor and don't lose this badge. Do me just one favor, because if you lose the badge, you lose the badge forever at Augusta, right? Don't lose the badge, please. I'm like, why would you think I'm going to lose your badge? Because you're stumbling all over right now.
It's a viable question.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can see where somebody would ask that. But they're going to have to – I don't know what they're going to do, but it's gotten so – the Phoenix Open, the Waste Management has got to look into this and say we can't let this continue, because look at the trajectory it's on. It's gone from zero arrests to 54 in 2 years. It's gone from 90 ejections to 211 in 2 years.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
The cops are there. There are cops there now. Yet they got 653 calls.
Can you imagine if Russell Westbrook played golf?
Oh, my God.
And LeBron?
Oh, that's
sensitive. If they were in a twosome,
they wouldn't go to this tournament.
Everyone would get kicked out.
They wouldn't go to this tournament. Yeah, you.
They would just be pointing. I saw your boy Jordan Spieth got somebody kicked out.
Did he?
Yeah, he did the point and got them kicked out.
Good for him. Because he's classy.
Mm-hmm.
UT guy.
Yeah.
You got it. It's classy. Horns up. Horns up, everybody.
Oh, your horns up today. Good.
I'm horns up. Yes, I'm always horns up. I love the horns.
Not always.
Let's get Brandon in here. Let's talk about Blake Snell. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Love the show. Love listening each day. Now, spring training kind of draws closer. Just kind of curious, you know, with the price tag maybe dropping for some of these key remaining free agents like Blake Snell or Matt Chapman or Cody Bellinger. And I know that Dana Brown has hinted at, you know, adding pitching. You never can have enough pitching when it comes down to the bullpen, of course. I think they probably will still add bullpen, but Blake Snell's kind of marketed in what you guys think. Would it drop his price with now pitchers and catchers kind of going to camp to get their work in? And I know he's coaching like 12 and under baseball, like in Seattle. I had an article on that yesterday, which is great for the community. But just kind of get your thoughts on the addition of Blake Snell and what his price tag might look like, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Can't be substantial.
So
you'd have to send back one of your pitchers for sure.
Would you rather have Snell or Jordan Montgomery?
Blake Snell.
You would, yeah. I like Jordan Montgomery, too. We were just talking about him yesterday, as a matter of fact. Wouldn't be a bad pickup. What about bringing J.D. Martinez back? Left field, DH, he could switch off with Yordan.
Just give you a professional bat.
Yeah.
Be the new Uncle Mike.
What about Jorge?
Wouldn't be bad. How old is J.D. Martinez now?
J.D. Martinez has got to be getting up there now, but I mean a year
I'm
deal.
I'm guessing he's
1 year deal?
Maybe? 36.
What about Blake Snow? Yeah, I just think it's going to be too much. I just think it's going to be. I don't know. Maybe, listen, the Josh Hader deal shocked me.
Wait, is Snell? Wait, Snell's not a free agent, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he is? Yeah. And he still hasn't done a deal yet.
There's six remaining. Cody Bellinger, big ones. Bellinger, Martinez, Jorge Soler, Matt Chapman, Jordan Montgomery, and Blake Snell.
No,
listen, how about signing Chapman to a long-term deal when Brett when
they're
Brettman's
not
going to
spend money on another pitcher for another team. They're not doing that. Like Blake Snell, you'd have no shot. I didn't realize he was still a free agent. If that was the case, they might trade for a contract, but they're not going to sign a contract while allowing homegrown guys to walk. That's just not going to happen. Even though I can't envision, like Blake, you'll probably have to go 5 years at close to 30?
Yeah. I don't know. Isn't he, haven't we seen him in his mom's basement?
Oh, that's during COVID when he was playing Twitch, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I want him. I don't know. Of all of those, Bellinger, J.D. Martinez, Jorge Soler.
God, his salary is still very
Jordan Montgomery and Blake Snell. I could say, you know what? Dana Brown said, you know what? They're sniffing around the starting pitcher market. It wouldn't shock me at all if Jim Crane, who's the greatest owner ever, did that.
So they have his average, and this surprised me, his average market value is... For SpotTrack is $23.9 million. That seems a little low.
Yeah, for a Cy Young
for the
guy.
Talent of a Cy Young guy, a left-handed Cy Young pitcher. I feel like that's a little low. They're making comps. Their comps are Carlos Rodon at $27 million, Robbie Ray at $23 million, Kevin Gausman at $22 million. Age when signed was 30. I think we're looking at right now probably now. I don't know. I don't know if it's a buyer's market or seller's market right now. I'm guessing it's going to start at a minimum $26 million, but maybe as much as, maybe it's not going to get to 30. Maybe it's like 28 and a half, 29 million.
What about Soler? 36 bombs last year, 75 RBIs, an 853 OPS. He hit 250, but a 341 on base.
Well, I mean,
that's nice.
Yeah, it'd be great, except that he just agreed to a 3-year deal with the Giants just this morning.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Dang it. Come on, Jim Crane. It's
25 minutes ago, Jorge Soler.
Right.
That's fun. The Giants have added some much-needed pop. Agreeing to a 3-year deal with Jorge Soler that is worth $42 million, which includes a $9 million signing bonus.
Dang it.
So $14 million.
That's the guy I wanted.
$14 million a year. Less than your boy Bagwell Lytix at first base.
Abreu? What? It's not Bagwell Lytix. Stop calling it that.
Well, he got...
You're the worst.
Well, Soler had 36
Jim
home
Crane's
runs.
He's the greatest owner ever, except he didn't sign Jorge Soler, so he dropped a little bit in the rankings.
Soler had, 36 home runs. Now he turns 32... So
853 OPS.
He turns 32 in a week and a half. But,
3-year deal's perfect.
3-year deal's perfect. This is a great deal.
Yeah.
I would much rather have a Soler deal than an Abreu deal.
Yeah, much better.
Back one little.
You got Dana Brown talking about getting Kyle Tucker. Here is Alex Bregman. Here he is after Altuve has signed. Here he is on MLB Network Radio Sirius XM talking about Bregman and Tucker.
Bregman, of course, is a little bit more urgent because he's done at the end of this year. Tucker, we have through 25. So, but at the end of the day, I think Tucker and Bregman, we're going to make them an offer. You know, I mean, I don't have a timeline on it right now. It's just that, at the end of the day, we're going to make him some type of an offer. And we'll see where it goes from there. I mean, Bregman's been outstanding here. I mean, it's elite defense at third base. I watch this guy play, and it's like if you hit a third base, you're out. And so he's been great for this franchise. He's a really tough out. He battles his tail off. And, at the end of the day, there's no timeline, but we'll make some type of an offer, and we got a little bit more time for Tucker.
I don't know what that means. We'll make an offer. I don't know what that means. Bregman ain't signed it here. Bregman ain't signed it. I don't believe.
Either one of them signs here.
I'm at the point now where I think if either one signs, I'd be really happy. I think you're at a point right now where Bregman, you got the best shot with Bregman. I don't think there's any way on Kyle Tucker. I mean, Kyle Tucker is only going to take market value. Bregman, you know, is not going to get as long a deal. So from a length of contract standpoint, the Astros would have a shot. I don't think Bregman gets more than a 5-year deal. I might be right. You could go as high as 6. Would you even consider anything more than 6 for a guy who has had his ups and downs like Bregman does? Bregman never starts well anyway. Like 6 years feels kind of scary to me. In a perfect world, I'd like Bregman for 3 to 4 years.
I think Bregman will be good for 6 years. I think Bregman will be fine. I mean, but here's the deal. I don't know that Bregman is a top. He's a top defensive third baseman. Is he going to be a top? He's so
inconsistent.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just streaky.
I don't know. If you were Dana Brown, MLB Network is asking this, what's your priority on signing? Is it going to be Bregman, Kyle Tucker, or Framber Valdez?
I mean, should we even say Tucker? I mean, it would be Tucker.
Tucker.
It'd be Tucker.
Tucker. Yeah.
I don't know for sure that they are going to, but obviously the guy who is healthy and is a 5-tool player is getting my priority. It would be Kyle Tucker.
Yep. Yep.
But it's also the least likely to happen. It goes like this: Framber 1, Bregman 2, and Tucker 3. It's just what it is. Tucker, they're not going to do Tucker. They don't play by the market rules, and Tucker's not giving any.
Well, the other two are more likely to sign than Tucker, yeah. But I think it's Framber will sign. Bregman won't, and neither will Tucker.
Now, would I love Tucker to sign a 2-year deal worth $80 million? Sure.
Tucker? 2 years, $80 million?
Total. And then he hits the market again where he still gets a big contract?
Yeah, I don't know.
Play it on the front end? Well, we've already talked about that.
Seems like a lot of Jim Crane's money you're throwing around recklessly.
Well, he doesn't. Well, he wants to keep guys.
Yeah.
He does. It's not a long-term deal.
$40 million a year?
So? He's paid over 30 before to pitchers.
Who? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to Justin
he's paid
Verlander.
35 last year.
Greinke?
Yeah.
Verlander? He's paid it before. Why not a position player?
He's never hit average annual. No, not 40. He's not hit average annual.
But that's
he's paid 35, but not
But
average.
That's 2 years. What's the difference? Well, and look, he would never take 2 years. This is just a thought exercise. At 2 years, at $80 million, you could still, theoretically, sign a long-term contract if you're Kyle Tucker that wouldn't even pay you $40 million a year. Actually, in this day and age, it probably would pay you $40 million, actually.
Well, in 2 years, in 4 years from now, yes.
I mean, Kyle Tucker's probably shooting eight.
Now you're shooting for 4 years from now.
Kyle Tucker's shooting for what, 8 at 320? He won't get it. 40 a year for 8 years?
No, he ain't getting 40 a year.
He won't get it, but, well, look at Otani's deal. I mean, well, that's, actually, that's I should take it back.
It feels it's been 4 years since we went to break.
Yeah, it feels like it's underdog time. It feels good. Like you continue to talk about stuff when you should be talking about underdog.
Well, I love talking about underdog. I love talking about underdog basketball. Underdog fantasy includes basketball as well. Let me tell you something. You got a chance to get a special pick right now when you download their app, which is very easy to use, simple to navigate. You go into the app, you use promo code Lance on your first sign up. They're going to match your first deposit, and it could be a minimum of $10, but they'll match that first deposit up to $100. So they'll match it up to $100. And here's the great thing that you need to keep in mind. Once you do that, they're going to put a special pick in your lobby, and that one is going to give you a chance to, it's one of two things. It's usually to give you a chance to win an easy win, like a very easy winner for you. Sometimes it can elevate the amount that you're going to win, but you can win up to 100 times your original play when you use Underdog Fantasy and you use the app on the Pick'em Challenge. You have to pick between 2 and 5 players from at least 2 different teams. You go higher or lower than the stats that are out there. And how would you like to win 100 times your original play? That's phenomenal, and that's happening, and it's real, it's legal, and it's right here in the state of Texas. It's my good friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dracula Flow.
I'm Dracula. I'm 12 million years old. I have more perks than there are stars in the Leo cluster.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. 713-780-3776. What is it that you want to talk about? You are more than welcome to get in here to talk. Did you see Tiger's new?
Tiger's new what?
Sunday red.
It's a his different new shade of red?
Line of clothing.
Oh.
Yeah. Sunday. It's separate words. Red. Okay, so just watch and look. You going to get something, Dell?
No.
Well, Tiger Woods.
So?
I mean, look at
Tiger Woods. What? That doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, Tiger Woods. It looks great.
I'm sure it does.
My gosh. I bet it's expensive.
So now that he's no longer with Nike, he's got his own clothing brand.
Yeah, he quit Nike. Yeah. It's for people with a certain kind of, want to live a certain kind of lifestyle.
The Tiger lifestyle?
Yeah. We're for people who want to live a certain kind of life. We are Sunday.
Do red. They have a do they have a pancake smell?
They don't smell like pancakes. No.
Does he only sell clothes? Does he sell scents too? Is he like Tiger you can?
Likes, he likes.
We got essential. Pancakes. We got essential oil. It's a pancake smell.
Rockets win last night. We haven't been there in a while, so let's talk a little bit about that win last night. They did it on a foul call that the referee said was the wrong call, was not reviewable, and they got it wrong immediately after the game. They said, "Oops,
we like shouldn't." Immediately,
immediately. Here is, for those of you who didn't hear it, here is Mike Breen. On the call, it's tied at 103, and you'll hear Jalen with the ball. Jalen drove down the baseline and got his stuff blocked. It kicked out to Aaron Holiday, and here's Mike Breen.
5 seconds to go. 5 seconds to go. Breen on the drive, gets inside, reverse block by Achiuwa. They throw it up at the buzzer. Almost went in, but a foul! A foul called on Jalen Brunson. The Knicks are stunned. Now the officials are going to look at it. They have to because it was the final shot.
But they couldn't review it. Not a reviewable call.
Yeah, they looked at to see if the shot got off or the foul occurred
right
before time expired, but not if it was actually a foul.
Right. They couldn't review whether or not it was a foul just for the timing purposes. It was a bad call. They admitted it was a bad call. And here's Tom Thibodeau afterwards on the officiating.
I'm really curious. You got a tech tonight. You haven't gotten a tech all year.
Yeah.
There was obviously something with the officiating that made you think that was warranted. Was there a certain thing that was going on with the officials that particularly irked you?
You know, like the thing with the officials, this is the way I feel about that in general, is I don't really care like how tight the game is called. You can call it tight. Or you can call it loose. I just would like the consistency to be the same. And some, you know, and they have a job. They have to control and manage the game. That's their number one responsibility. So you know, they have to use their judgment, right? And I have respect for that. So didn't go our way tonight.
Very calm.
Yeah. And he said, well, afterwards, yeah. So what do you think about the officiating? Was great tonight. It was great.
That was such a bailout call because he's turning. He's flinging it. It was not even a real shot. You just don't call that. And they went back and looked at it. And I'll take the W. Yeah. Rockets really needed it. And Amen Thompson was the star yesterday. Dylan Brooks was too. But Amen Thompson was just brilliant yesterday, all over the place, grabbed 13 boards. Initially, they said he had 6 steals, but you're saying he only had 5? So But very active, getting his hands on loose balls, taking it away, getting on the boards for rebounds. He is just really coming along. It takes time. Like, he just can't rush it. It takes time, and his offensive game will come along. But I don't know that he'll ever be a great shooter. But, man, I hope he spends all – I would work with him, but I don't think that I'm – I actually can shoot the ball, and I can help people self-correct if they're willing to trust me. But I don't think I'll ever work with
him. Why does he have to bring himself into this?
He's so narcissistic.
The Rockets.
Everything is about him.
He has nothing to do with them.
He can beat Steve Smith off the line of scrimmage.
Listen,
I'm just saying
one time. Listen, this Fred VanVleet injury is a blessing in disguise.
Yes.
Coming now, where Amen can get all of these minutes. 38 minutes last night, 4 of 5. Listen.
They're going to walk away from Fred after 2 years. They're not going to pay him that third year.
No, they're not going to have to.
Not $40 million Fred.
And here's the deal. If he facilitates and rebounds 13, if he continues to rebound, facilitate everybody, shoot at a high percentage, because he's only taking good shots. Ime had to bench Jalen because Cam Whitmore. Cam was taking shots early on in the first half that Ime was like, oh, that'll get you sent back down to the G League, son. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He like, okay, the next game, I'm going to take smarter shots, and I'm gonna make sure that everybody's facilitated, that we're taking the best shot we possibly can. That's a problem with Jalen. Jalen does take some bad shots at times. And last night, 0 for 6 from 3, 4 for 15 total. He played the fewest minutes of the starters. Amen Thompson was actually really, of all the starters, he was minus 5. The bench did a hell of a job. Everybody that came off the bench was plus, and the plus minus was plus. Everybody that started was minus. And Dylan Brooks, who was fantastic, was the worst of all the starters as far as plus minus goes.
Mm-hmm.
But if Amen continues and knows which shots he should take and which ones he shouldn't, get the ball to guys, drive and dish, Amen's going to be a really good point guard if he continues to do this.
Really good point
guard. Here is
the next Josh Livingston.
Yeah, the next Josh Livingston.
Well, that's a compliment, fantastic. Actually.
Yeah, except it's Sean.
Same thing.
If you miss Lance. Yeah,
Lance this morning was, hey, you know Josh, that tall guy.
What's his name?
Played at Stanford.
Yeah. Tore his knee up.
Didn't play at Stanford. Yeah.
Clippers. Well, am I thinking of somebody else?
Probably.
I don't know. All I know is here's Rafael Stone talking about the young guys and their development.
They're growing. So in that sense, yeah, we're pleased. But I want to be clear, we're demanding. You know, growth is expected and demanded here. And so, yes, like, we're happy with them. And different guys have taken different leaps at different times and in different ways on different sides of the ball and everything else. But our expectation is that they're all kind of should be getting better between here and the end of the year, should be getting better between the end of the year and next season. And that growth needs to be continual. Like, it's not, we're not in a place where we feel like, oh, this guy is here. Like, with none of our young guys are we like that. And the good news for me is I don't think they think they're there either. My expectation is that they would all grow and improve. They have. At various times I've been like, wow, that guy got better quicker. Oh, why is this guy not getting better quicker? But again, it's not linear. So with every single one of our players, I've had those thoughts going both ways. But none of them are finished products, and none of them are ultimately where we need them to be in order for us to be as good as we want to be.
I like all that. And I think that, look, I think it's easy for people to take shots at Rafael Stone. But if you're just completely objective about what he's done from a personnel standpoint and building out the roster, man, he's gotten good basketball character guys in Jabari Smith and Amen Thompson. They're long. They are active in different elements and different ways they can defend. Like, these are guys that can have a major impact on changing culture and changing your fortunes defensively. They've already shown flashes of it, both of them. And I think that, you know, I mean, Jalen Green has been a guy who can score. He's inconsistent, has not progressed maybe as much as you'd like, where Şengün has progressed a tremendous amount. Cam Whitmore, phenomenal talent, needs to grow up a little bit. But overall, the balance of the work that he's done, I mean, Rafael Stone's done a nice job of finding young talent with his draft picks. Now, has Ime Udoka Has his influence changed? I think it was a very welcome addition because I don't think Stone is great at understanding, because he came from the Daryl Morey world of just, you just throw talent together and it works, and chemistry's not is overrated. I know for a fact he thinks chemistry in locker rooms and stuff like that is overrated. Ime, who is a coach and a player, does not. Ime thinks, no, we need the right guys in the right places to get this back on track. And I think the combination has actually been a pretty good combination.
Yeah.
I think Rafael Stone's done a pretty good job of what he's needed to. I didn't love his love affair with KPJ. I always thought that was a little much. And maybe the organization was, you know, down on Şengün and maybe a little too short-sighted about some of his maturity issues.
Well, no.
But you look at him, he's grown up.
To clarify, they wanted to see Şengün play, be better defensively. And they weren't wrong in that.
No.
And we got to break it here. But yeah, they really liked KPJ and actually thought he was a really good kid. Well, until, you know, he got arrested and stuff. 902 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for you to talk about John Daspit.
Now, I'll tell you all about John Daspit. And John Daspit is making sure that you, if you've been injured, he's a personal injury lawyer, and he's the best in Texas. If you've been injured in an accident, John Daspit, and it could be at the workplace, it could be just on the roadway. If you've been badly injured and you've got hospital bills that are piling up, or you've got to get to the hospital, or maybe you haven't gone and you're hurt and you're worried about going, you need to go. Talk to John Daspit and his lawyers. Make sure that you get the treatment that you deserve and that you frankly need. Make sure you get the physical therapy you need so that you can walk in the future the way you're supposed to, or you get the surgery you're going to need. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on with certain injuries that people try to avoid them, and they turn out to be long-term issues. John Daspit will make sure and take you through the process, get the treatment you need. If you're not able to work, they'll get you compensated for that too, because for some people, you may be out of commission for 2-3 months, and for some people, if the injury is significant enough, you may not be able to work in the same job again. So you need to know about pain and suffering. They can get you compensated for that. But they just want to make sure that no money comes out of your pocket at all when it comes time for these bills, and that you are compensated for the pain and suffering. They are the personal injury lawyers to call at 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN, 97.5 on Twitch. Oh, it's you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?